Welcome to A Higher Branch, a source of practical and powerful information for busy people dedicated to boosting their personal health and professional performance. I'm your host, Sam McCall. Hello and welcome to this week's episode, which is a very special episode because it is the one-year anniversary of our podcast. If I could press a button where we have claps, I would do it right now. But we're really excited because we never thought we would come this far and get so much support from our community and have so much fun and impart so much incredible knowledge. And starting next week, we have just a bit of a preview. We have an exciting series of podcasts coming up. But before I reveal that, I'm actually going to get someone else to reveal that. So I welcome to this special edition of our podcast to Bianca. Hello, Bianca. So for those of you who don't know, Bianca recently joined A Higher Branch as a content and marketing manager. First, I'll hand you over to Bianca, who'll tell you a little bit about what's coming up.
Yeah, I think what's in store for A Higher Branch in the next, say, 12 months is really, really exciting. We are working with our contributors at the moment to deliver you guys courses that can help you live your truly fulfilled life in all eight aspects. So we are working with Guy Winch, who everyone on our community loves.
Yeah, they do.
We love as well. So Guy is bringing a couple of courses to life. And we're also talking to Mark Bunn. He is bringing his book, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Health, to life with a two-part series, which we'll have eight modules as part of them and 30-minute videos and some homework for the audience as well to really improve their health, whether it's through sleep, their body type, their diet, and why sunlight is actually important. And he'll be sharing tips on how we can basically do it in everyday life without realizing to ensure that we are living healthy.
I love that, without realizing. That's the key word, because Mark has been working extremely hard on this program.
And I think the exciting thing as well is he's nearly finished his second book, which is kind of kept under wraps from me at the moment. So I'm not sure if you know any more information, but he's also going to be converting that into a course for our community, which is really exciting and really shows just how much he is here to help us and help you guys through every step of your life to improving your health. Another wonderful contributor who I absolutely adore is Carl Henry.
Yes.
Who I've only really come across Carl since working at A Higher Branch, and he's definitely helped me realize that my life is too much in the fast lane.
Yes.
So he's bringing his course on how to slow down and how slowing down not only helps us at work, but also personal life and how technology is impacting the pace in which we're living. So his course is quite big. It will be a few modules, but it is really exciting, and I think it's something that we can all really resonate with because we fall into this trap of taking on so much and just saying yes to everything. And one of his modules is the power of saying no. So I think...
Oh, I love that.
Yep. Yeah, I think everyone can definitely tune in and engage with that on a real personal level. So that's one of my favorites that's coming.
I'm really looking forward to that as well, because I'm a speed addict.
Yeah.
Right. As in haste rather than his book In Praise of Slow was really a game changer for me. And also he's one of the people on the podcast last year that shared some things that were highly beneficial for my life. And so I urge you to also go back. So today's podcast is about reminding you about the podcast you should go back to and revisit. And look, Carl's is not on that list, but I do want to say, whilst we're talking about his program, that the one big takeaway from Carl, I know his later stuff is all about growing older in a beautiful way, in a graceful way. On the back of his book called Bolder, which is an incredible book, but the big takeaway from Carl is that a lot of us, my doctor tells me, says, Sam, 90% of people that come into my clinic are suffering from illnesses that are, the root cause is stress. And what causes stress? Speed, haste. So it's speed that causes stress, and stress causes you to be sick, slow, and stupid. And I mean that with the utmost of respect. I say that with alliteration because for you to remember that stress and speed, when you do things with haste, it will lead to your stress levels going up. And stress is associated with cortisol levels. And as soon as your cortisol levels spike, when I say it causes you to be sick, slow, and stupid, I mean it literally. Cortisol in such, you know, high bursts throughout the day wreaks havoc on your system, and it makes you sick. So it causes inflammation. It causes you to have poor quality sleep. And how does it make you slow? Well, when you're in that state where cortisol is surging through your veins, you're actually cognitively less, you know, sharp. You can't absorb things. You get brain fog. And so the sick, slow, and stupid is as a result of stress. And we thank Carl for this incredible program that he's producing that is coming up. And Bianca, you're working with each of our speakers on these programs. And you must be getting really excited because you come into my office every now and then and say, oh, you know, this is Carl's latest thing. And this is.
So I've actually completed Carl's.
Yes.
In a way to be able to really help him and to help our audience to get the best out of it. And that was when it was an eye-opener for me because I didn't realise. And I have always been the person that will just keep doing and doing and double up on plans just so I can make everyone happy. So when I really actually completed this course, I organised a Zoom call and I was like, I actually can't believe it. And it was literally 5 minutes of a course where it was really eye-opening for me. So I really do recommend anyone to look at this course and stay tuned because
it's awesome.
It's amazing. I really do promise you that. But we also have a really exciting course coming from yourself, Sam, which is also under wraps on my end. So Sam's been working quite hard over the last couple of months to bring a higher branch as a course to really help you guys in each area of your life. So I don't know if you want to.
Well, it's the operating system.
Yeah.
So the framework that I have lived by for many, many years, one that I've written in my books, shared at Upgrade Your Life, taught in personal coaching, I've in fact taught my leadership team at MSA National, is the two frameworks for living, and that is the what is the eight areas of life, and the how is the circle of conscious living, which is the title of my fourth book. So my course is all about teaching you the operating system because I'm obsessed with empowering people, and that's how I've built my business. I make my people so empowered that they never have to come to me, and that's how we get leverage in the business. So I want to give you that same leverage in your personal life so you never have to rely on a life coach, any type of coach, right, for direction, for clarity, for motivation, for systems. I'm giving you the system for living. It's a strategy for life and business. But that does not mean that you stop learning. So I don't want people to think that the operating system that I'm going to be sharing with you in my program, it is a definite game changer for you. But what it will allow to you is it'll allow you to continuously learn and know how to apply what you learn using this operating system. And that is the powerful part. It's not what you know, it's whether you apply it or not, right? It's applied knowledge, but most people are never taught how to apply that knowledge. So, yeah, I'm really excited to be delivering this.
Another thing that I'm really excited about, and I know you're excited about as well, is our upcoming podcast. So we actually have a exciting podcast series starting from next Friday called How to Stop Face Aging and How Aging Actually Affects Us.
Yeah, mentally and emotionally.
Yeah, yep. That's the thing. I think people think it's really common for people to think that beauty is just a physical thing, but it actually goes really deep down into the mental state of mind for a lot of humans.
Think about it. The first thing you probably see in the morning is your face, and that sets the tone of your emotions for the rest of the day. So how do you feel about your face?
Yeah.
And so this series on beauty is an eye-opener, and probably this information, I guarantee, will be something you have not heard before because I was completely blown away by the true causes of face aging.
Yeah.
The impact of lifestyle, diet, supplements, you name it.
Yeah, literally, it goes on.
And who do we have on that?
So episode one is with Dr. Joseph Hickey. from All Saints Skin Clinic. He is a
aesthetic
surgeon. and he is actually a surgeon to the stars. So
they travel from all over the world for this guy who's in Double Bay in Sydney.
So he's very reputable and his talk is really eye-opening. And I think it's definitely one we are very quick to judge people when that's who we are as humans. We see someone with plastic surgery or something that's been altered to their body and we're really quick to judge. So I think listening to his chat is really interesting and will change your perspective. In episode 2, we have the beautiful Maria Cocciolone, the founder of O Cosmetics, and she really dives deep into skincare and the skincare regime and basically the products that we can receive on the market, how they are doing more damage than good and how we need to basically stop going to doctors when it comes to our skin. And that, when I listened to her podcast, that was one of the main call-outs that I received from it, because her team and beauticians around Australia study skin and they study beauty for months and years.
Yes.
So the value that you can actually receive from them. So her podcast is amazing. And then we have the beautiful Alex Pike.
Beautiful on the inside
and out.
She is a stunning woman.
She really is. And she's the most amazing, beautiful woman to talk to as well. So she's a cosmetic injector from Sweet Tooth in Melbourne and Albury. So she has two clinics. And she's actually gone on a bit of a personal journey herself. She kind of has transformed her life. Yes. She's taken the last 2 years to realise that beauty isn't just on the outside, it's on the inside as well. So she's taking us through her journey of how she's learnt to accept and how she's learnt that the beauty on the inside is the most important and how that now reflects and channels the beauty on the outside.
Yes.
And how it really lets her achieve and succeed. And so she really goes deep into why we need to start thinking about beauty on the inside and how that can then showcase on the outside. And again, she'll go into why she has clients and some of the stories that she receives into why individuals want to receive these injections and kind of give us a bit of a different perspective on the whole industry. So it's really going to be really exciting series. So
yeah, I'm really excited about
that. So it goes
for
3 weeks. So the first 3 weeks of August. So make sure everyone tunes in and subscribes to our podcast. And some of them will have videos attached to them as well. So if you would like to actually view.
And we're also doing a program and a course with Maria Cocciolone.
Yes,
that's going to be recorded.
Yes.
And we'll be presenting that. And we mentioned a few of the other speakers, but of course we have courses from Tom Sullivan, our meditation coach.
Lynn McPherson,
which is, I'm really excited about that. On that note, let's do a deep dive into the favorite podcasts of the last year. And Lynn is on there.
Yes.
And so that was episode 30, and it's called How to Be in Control When You're Out of Control. And, you know, I recently experienced Lynn's work. She is an amazing human one-on-one, but she also has managed to work with yourself to come up with a program that can be applied generically. That is the first level introduction to hypnotherapy. But just getting back to that particular podcast, what I really love about Lynn's approach to hypnotherapy, and she's in the top three hypnotherapists in Australia, gets some amazing results with people that gets to the root cause of anxiety, depression, eating disorders, OCD, stuttering, phobias, and even chronic pain, which is what I went with to her with. You know, after one session, I walked out with zero pain. Like, that was incredible.
It's amazing.
And it was funny how I came to do that with her, because she was on my podcast and then a few months later working with Luke, and he said to me, you know what, I think you would benefit from hypnotherapy. Lynn really helps you connect with your inner intelligence. We all forget that we have an inner intelligence and we are constantly in distraction mode from doing and not being. And so hypnotherapy is the fastest way to connect with your inner intelligence, because that inner intelligence loves you, knows what's best for you, knows how to heal you from anything from your past, traumas. And so I really urge you, as an introduction to Lynn McPherson, listen to that episode 30. And my work with her, look, I never present to you guys anything that I don't consider to be useful. And it's not something that I usually just read about, it's something that I've lived and breathed. So I can speak to you from experience. And that's why, hand on heart, I urge you to listen to episode 30. Now, the next, and these are in no particular order, but the next podcast is a recent one. And it's one, Bianca, that you loved and has been our second most popular podcast after David Goggins. So I'm going to talk about David Goggins' podcast, but I'm going to hand it over to you to tell us why episode 43 with Rusty Moran was such a popular podcast.
I think, so for everyone who has heard Rusty, and if you haven't, please go listen. It's episode 43, like Sam mentioned. He is just your everyday Aussie guy. He is your typical Aussie surfer, down to earth, and just has a real story that is inspirational. So he talks about how he was successful and then lost everything, and how he had to actually rebuild himself, and he fell into depression and had to really crawl out of this dark hole that he was in. And that was thanks to the support around that he had with his wife and also his family. So what I really, really found amazing about Rusty was that it really showcased to myself, and I'm sure a lot of people resonate with this as well, is no matter how far you fall and what obstacles you do face, that doesn't define you. You really can rebuild yourself and just look at back and go, that made me who I am today, that made me stronger. And in Rusty's case, that's exactly what has happened, and he's now stronger than ever. And you never really think of surfing as a form of medicine.
Yes.
People do say it's relaxing, just like meditation's relaxing, but you never really think of it as medicine. And Rusty has really taken on that challenge and has formed a program that it is a form of medicine now. So he,
it's been endorsed by the government.
Yeah. Now. So after the podcast, so you actually met Rusty at Upgrade Your Life.
Yes, that's right.
So that's how Rusty has become one of our community members and now on our podcast. And following the recording of the podcast, he actually phoned to let us know that he has received DVA funding for an 8-week surf therapy program that will help individuals who suffer from PTSD and depression. So he is running that out of his school down the south coast in Gerringong. So to be honest, it was just one that really resonated with me, and hearing his story and hearing just how lonely he was and how he thought he failed his family and how he really overcame those fears. And I think we all have fears. Every single one of us has fears, and we all have obstacles in our life. Yep. Some of us, they define some of us, and to others, we just learn to grow and get over it type thing. And that's definitely something that Rusty, and he shares tips on how you can accept your fears and and how you can move on and rebuild your life to become. So that's only a little aspect. It's not something that makes up you. So it's definitely one that you can listen on the car and drive home and just feel really good. You feel good for him. I've never met Rusty, and I feel like I have this personal connection with him, and I'm sure a lot of our community members would feel that as
He's
well.
He's a lovable, a lovable rogue, as they say. The things that I learnt from Rusty, he also goes through his rituals, his morning rituals. So he's also highly knowledgeable when it comes to health and fitness, because he had to use all sorts of modalities to get himself out of that, you know, the big black hole that happens. And on that note, you know, like Bianca just said, that it may be depression, it may be a relationship breakup, it may be a lost job, a lost friendship, you know, a lost loved one, or whatever it is. That's life, and his openly sharing his story is instructive, prescriptive, and inspirational, and real.
Yeah, very real.
Very real. He's not just an author who's writing about something. He's actually lived and breathed it. And so that's episode 43, How to Accept the Fears That Hold You Back. Okay, the next episode that I recommend to you is one that I did with David Goggins. That is called How to Find Fearlessness, episode 25. And there's a few things that I want to share with you about that. Now, how did that change my life? Now, most people have read his book, Can't Hurt Me. And His book goes through 10 principles that a lot of people would know now, and the most famous of that is the 40% rule, which is basically that whenever you think you've reached your limit, whatever it is, at work, in a relationship, at the gym, you're only 40% there. And science has shown this, that we are capable of 60% more. So imagine that when you reach your limit, you think this is the best, you actually have 60% more. What's in that 60% is where the great people live. Is it a business that goes from nothing to explodes into something big? Is it a relationship that was just stale that just becomes awesome? A friendship, you know, a university degree where you go from, you know, credits to distinctions or high distinctions, whatever it is. You know, I always go back to the eight areas of life. Or is it $10,000 that you've turned into $10 million? You know, that 60% is those principles that he goes through applies to all areas of life. But I want to share with you some of the two particular lessons that I learned from David that are not in his book. They're not talked about. They're not read about. But it's apparent from his actual story. And the two biggest lessons that I think you guys can learn from his book, from his life rather, because he's the epitome of two particular qualities that I love in people, and that is empathy and humility. So when it comes to empathy, if you notice, you know, David Goggins is known as the toughest man alive. And, you know, he talks about callousing the mind and he talks about how tough he is physically. But when you meet him personally, and for those who attended Upgrade Your Life, you would have noticed that he has not calloused his heart. He's actually has natural empathy for others. And that allows him to get up on stage and speak so purely. He's a pure drop, right? So, you know, for someone who's not educated, never written a book before, you know, he himself says, I'm not bright, right? But when you listen to him, this inspiration that he talks about, the principles that he, and the way he expresses them is so pure. And that comes from having empathy for others. So my lesson to you is this, and that is, in all eight areas of life, you need to have empathy. If you own a business, you cannot design processes, systems, software, if you don't have empathy for the end user. In a relationship, in the Tree of Love, you cannot have a great relationship if you don't have natural empathy for your partner. In the Tree of Family, the same thing. You can't raise kids if you don't have natural empathy. Empathy allows you to step into someone's shoes. So that was the one lesson that I really learned from David Goggins that he does not have in his book and he doesn't speak about in podcasts. But lessons are not just spoken or written. Lessons are actually produced by conduct. And that's the one of the biggest takeaways that I got from him. And that is, you know, don't lose your heart in all this. Always when you're talking to someone, even if it's your competition, your enemy, whatever, step into their shoes and feel how they're feeling. You know, I used to play competitive tennis and I remember, you know, when you do that, when you have that natural empathy, you also, when you step into someone's shoes, you know what makes them tick. And then you know what shots to hit that they can't hit back. So empathy isn't just about love and compassion. I'm not talking about it. It's the ability to connect with others in a deep way, which makes you highly attuned. You know, that allows you to then, you know, say the right words, develop the right products, do the right things. So that's my first lesson. I hope that's made sense. Did it, Bianca?
Definitely made sense. And I think it's really important, especially during COVID and what the world is like right now, that it's really easy for people to not be in other people's shoes and really quickly judge and take to social media and go crazy at them, especially the poor Karens in the world these days. So so I definitely think that's a lesson that a lot of people can learn and should learn.
Yeah, show empathy, not just for others in your country, but all over the world, in whatever country. There's a lot of politicizing and there's a lot of putting down, but you need to remember that everyone in humanity wants the same thing. They all want You know, food, shelter, love, water. Doesn't matter what country they're living in. Trust me on this, guys, that when media depicts certain countries or races or industries or leaders, we all want the same things. And it's a really nice reminder. Thank you, Bianca. I don't know too much about the Karens thing, but I've heard snippets. So obviously someone who's a Karen
has said something.
Okay. The second lesson that changed my life from listening to David Goggins' podcast and meeting him in episode 25 was that money's not important to him whatsoever.
I like that.
Yeah, like he travels with basically a suitcase that's the size of a briefcase, right? He has shorts, T-shirts, runners, and it's go time, right? Like he has stripped his life down to the simple, to the bare essence, as he calls it, to dirt, you know, to soil. You can't burn soil, right? You can't burn soil, which means that if you are living so simply, so minimalistically, so purely, without need for money to make you happy, that's the ultimate, I think, the ultimate freedom. Because the tree of wealth, which is what I'm alluding to here, is it's about freedom. But when I first introduce people to the tree of wealth, they think, oh, is it about making money? I say, yes, secondary. Primary is defining your wealth first. And so the big lesson I learned from him, and as I said, one that he has not written about or talked about, is the fact that money's not important to him. And I know this because he has been offered a lot of money by publishers, by sponsors. You notice he doesn't wear any Nike or Adidas or anything like that. Any brand, you know, any logo on anywhere. So the guy can then speak purely without any prejudice, knowing that he's not promoting anything. He doesn't sell anything. He's generous with his ideas. And that's just a beautiful lesson. That comes back to the one word, and that is humility. My two core values at MSA National is empathy and humility. So we hire based on those two values. It doesn't matter how smart you are. If you don't have humility, then you're never going to be able to serve people from the heart. If you don't have empathy, you're not going to know how to design the right customer, you know, protocols, processes. So David Goggins, we share those two values in common. And I love the fact that you live and breathe these things and you walk the talk. So I love how money is simply not important to you, and you place friendships, love, you know, generosity, and above all. So, and David Goggins' podcast, episode 25, was, of course, our number one podcast all time.
Yes, it was. And it's
not surprising.
No, it's not surprising, especially when you listen to it and you listen to what his messaging is, and especially those who attended Upgrade Your Life and had the chance to actually hear him speak. So, go listen to it, and if you can, pick up his book as well.
Or listen to his book on Audible. And for the people that had the chance to hug him, he hugged a lot of people. And that's what I noticed. I'm thinking this guy, like every time he met someone and they told him their story and they were in tears, I saw he was in tears. Not literal tears, but he teared up and he hugged them. You can tell a fake hug from a, you know, real hug.
Yeah.
And
it definitely kind of puts into perspective that don't judge a book by its cover as well, because you look at him and he's this big macho man, and to be honest, you'd probably be a little bit intimidated. Yes. But he is very friendly and very loving and warm, so it definitely proves that you can't always judge.
I'm laughing because it reminded me of something. A day before Upgrade Your Life, my daughter came up to me and I said, oh, you know, you're going to she said, oh, am I going to meet David Goggins? And I said, yeah, you are actually, yeah, because you're doing the bridge climb with him and you're going to meet him at the event. And she said, oh, I'm scared. And I said, why? And I said, you should be excited. She said, I'm scared that he's going to shout at me, because every YouTube video is him or Instagram post is shouting. And I said, sweetie, that's out of love. He cares so much for people that he says it intensely and passionately. Which gives me an excuse as well for when I'm intensely telling her to go study. Okay, so our other top episodes for the last 12 months is Next one was Mark Bunn. And this was a very popular podcast. It was, in fact, episode one.
Yes.
Called The Five Health Pillars of Ayurvedic Medicine. Now, if you haven't listened to this, go and listen to it, because it is a game changer, because a lot of people are trying too hard to be healthy. What Mark shares with you in this will make being healthy, happy, effortless. Because what he shares in this was the fact that your natural state is not of stress. It's not of dis-ease. Your natural state is of love, of calm, of energy. When you realize it's about returning to that natural state, you feel so much hope, you feel empowered. And that's why I think that was, you know, our third most popular podcast by number of listens, because he teaches us how to connect with our own unique body type using Ayurvedic principles and to return to our natural state naturally, effortlessly, which sounds like the basis for his program that you talked about earlier.
Yes.
So unless you have anything to add to that episode?
No, not to that episode, but he's actually done a couple of episodes for us.
That's right.
Which is exciting. It just proves that you guys love him just as much as we love him.
Yes. So. Episode 18 you're talking about?
Yeah, where he talks about is a better love life the secret to improving your men's health? And I think what I really like about this, and I'll let you explain a lot more in detail,
no,
Sam.
No, please do. Go ahead.
I just think men's health is a subject that's really taboo. No one talks about it. And it's men don't like, in general, don't like talking about their health. And
yeah.
So I think it's amazing that he has come together with you to really talk about this and go into detail. So I just want to mention that it is, if you're a male out there that you are ashamed of talking about your health, please go listen to this podcast, and it really might change your perception and might help you start a conversation with someone else.
Absolutely. And he was going through a tough time when we recorded that podcast as well. And he shared that openly with me, but the other reason why that podcast was really popular is it was really an expose into the secret to improving men's health came back to their sexuality. And men's sexuality isn't often spoken about. Like, women have no issues talking about it, even on Instagram, yeah, Facebook, openly, but men's sex is something that's just swept under the carpet, and men are made to feel ashamed or guilty. So again, using the principles of Ayurvedic medicine, he teaches men in this how to boost their testosterone levels using a very unique technique, which you must listen to. It's an eye-opener. It really is, and it works. My goodness, yes. So I think that's a really not just one for men. I think it's one for women as well, because women play a very important role in their partners' lives. So we do talk about the Ayurvedic view of self-gratification and how sleep affects men's virility, and the importance of testosterone, the importance of intimacy and affection for men. And it helps women understand the psychology of sex from a man's point of view. It's not just, what it's made out to be in the media as just purely physical. So it's a real eye-opener.
I think it is important for women to listen as well, because it's very easy for us to think, oh, men are strong. They'll be able to handle it themselves. So really, like you said, digging deep into the mental side of it. For us as females, will give us an eye opener to, okay, they're human like us. They're not just what we think they are. So definitely think it is for females too.
That's right. In a lot of ways, men are the weaker sex. That's why, that cliche over the years is that females are the weaker sex. But that's true and false depending on which area you're talking about. There are some things, that are, men are the weaker sex, and there's some things that women are the weaker sex, to use that cliche. But in this podcast, we really highlight some of those vulnerabilities of men and how women can understand them better.
Yeah. I love to hear, please go to our Facebook page once you finish listening to that, because I'd love to hear what you really took from that, because it is eye-opening, and hopefully it starts a conversation in your household too.
Yes. It did certainly spark a lot of conversation with a lot of people that emailed me after listening to that podcast, who just said, really, is that true? And yeah, the science is there. Okay, the one of our earlier podcasts was also one of our most popular, one by Alessandra Edwards, episode 6. Now, we've done a few episodes with Alessandra.
Yes, we have.
And in fact, one of my favorites is not this one, it's another one. So for everyone listening, it's the one specifically on sleep. We took a deep dive into that. And but this one, episode 6, you know, we talk about the two big mistakes made by most executives. First of all, it's called How to Discover Your Genetic Type to Eat, Sleep, Move, and Think Better. What I love about Alessandra's work and why it came to my attention early on, and I've met so many people now whose lives have been changed by this woman. And what I love about her approach is that she doesn't fit you within a box, within a program, within a protocol. She discovers who you are, your true essence, your genetic type. She does detailed genetic testing on you to figure out what's going on in your gut, what's going on in your bloodstream, in your electronic and endocrinic system, and then she tailor makes, you know, a program that will completely, you know, break free from any obstacles that are holding you back, whether it's poor sleep, poor nutrition, poor stress management, whatever it is. She just has the key to know how to unlock these things. And in this podcast, she gives us an insight into her approach and how to do that, and gives you an insight into discovering what your genetic type is, even intuitively, without doing any testing. And, you know, we talk about, you know, the 6 genetic types and how to identify which one you are. We talk about how keto can be harmful for some, why some supplements can be dangerous, and the 3 supplements you need to take if you're having trouble sleeping. And now thinking about it, I understand why this was such a popular podcast. But for a popular human being, she's everyone that knows Alessandra always walks away feeling so much better about life, physically and mentally. Okay, let's look at our other popular podcast. And we're going through a list here based on the number of listens as well. And of course, we've had many podcasts with Dr. Guy Winch, but episode 21, The Importance of Emotional Healing. And on that note, he also has a book. What's the name of that book?
Yeah, so he has a couple of books. He has How to Fix a Broken Heart and Emotional First Aid. So he has a few, and he also is launching his own podcast next week. But yeah, so Guy is definitely loved by our community. And he is, I know he's a really good friend of yours outside of being our faculty member as well. So I'll let you take the lead on introducing Guy.
Yeah, look, absolutely. We've recorded a few episodes, and the most recent one about how to get through, you know, COVID-19, how to manage your emotional well-being, which was filled with so much practical information. What I love about Guy, because most psychologists you hear on television, when they talk about this stuff, it's all about, they're telling you about what's going wrong. But they don't actually give you the practical tips in a way that's applicable, realistic. So he really talks to you as a person, not just as a, you know, in a class of people. Because most tips I hear out there are just unrealistic, you know, for the person who's running, you know, to drop the kids off, running to work. But his tips are just so practical. And in this episode, you know, in episode 21, you know, we talk about the effects of ruminating, how to overcome failure. Ruminating, of course, is about mulling things over in your head when things go wrong.
Which so many of us do.
Well, yeah, absolutely. A lot of us do it when we get home from work and we're ruminating about what went wrong at work, or we could be ruminating about something someone said to us or did to us, and we say, I should have done that, should have said this, and it's gone, it's in the past. We know that, we can say that easily, but Dr. Guy Winch actually teaches us how, right, practically, right, to stop ruminating. And it's powerful, very powerful. As a ruminator, I know, because I don't stop thinking about work when I'm at home. We also talk about how to overcome failure, which is so topical for millennials at the moment. Millennials are so obsessed with perfection because they're scared to fail. They see failure as a, you know, as something tragic that they can't, you know, recover from. And it's a tragedy for the most smartest generation to not even try because they fear failure. So how to overcome failure, what he discusses in this is a game changer for anyone under the age of 35 who has that issue. He also talks about dealing with rejection, whether it's in the bedroom or in the boardroom. And again, the tips in this, you know, I don't want to spoil it. Listen to this episode, is incredible. And the game changer for me that I learned from this as well is how to avoid negative self-talk. So we talk about that and the importance of developing a social life and avoiding loneliness. We also touch on stress in the workplace. So highly recommend that incredible episode, which is in the top five most listened to episodes on A High Branch. That leads us to the next popular one, which was in the area of The Tree of Family, which is by Dr. Jen Mann. And actually, we've recorded a few with Dr. Jen Mann, and because she is, of course, a couples therapist, but also a parenting therapist. And she has books called The Relationship Fix, Raising Happy and Confident Kids. She has a television program and a radio show in America.
But she's an all-rounder, isn't she?
She is amazing. She has so much knowledge about so many things, and she's a true professional and highly adaptable. Most people will remember her at Upgrade Your Life, because a few hours before David Goggins was due on stage, I said to her, you know what? I've never seen David being interviewed by a female, and let alone a female psychologist or psychotherapist, rather. Are you up for it? And she did it. And it was the highlight. I think 50% of the crowd who are males went into Goggins protection mode. How dare you talk to Goggins like this? But 50% of the crowd absolutely loved it, and they were predominantly women who really wanted to hear these questions being answered. And, of course, David answered them so beautifully. But her most popular podcast with us was episode 24, which was Why Do People Cheat in a Relationship? And she teaches us the importance of making love and building a connection. And, you know, we talk about the eye-opener in this was that a study found that 97% of men and 94% of women cheat, who do cheat, cheat because of a lack of emotional connection. Emotional. And that's the secret, really, to unlocking a great relationship. So we then talk about, you know, how to rekindle that connection. Because sometimes when that connection is lost, you build like a metaphorical brick wall and it starts feeling awkward physically. What you don't know is that you really need to, don't work on the physical, work on the emotional connection. Out of that, the physical will follow. So we talk about how to invest in a relationship, you know, to unlock what that cliche really means, because I'm sick of hearing people saying, oh, you need to invest in a relationship. Well, tell me how. Well, Dr. Jen Mann tells us how. You know, we talk about what makes us connect with people. Yeah, we also talk about the two main things that lead couples to a breakup, and this is an eye-opener as well. And, yeah, how important making love is in a relationship and how to take the awkwardness out of making love. And also, this is topical for most men, how to deal with rejection from your partner when it comes to intimacy. Because a lot of men have trouble with intimacy because they've been rejected, you know, sometimes once, twice, maybe five times, and for good reason, you know. But men take that personally. They say that as a cue not to go back there again. And that causes that rift in the relationship. So that is a very popular podcast. And now, you know, thinking about everything she said, you guys are going to love that. So that's episode 24. Now, our next, we have two more popular podcasts to present to you. The next one is by Joachim Herman. And we've done a few podcasts with Joachim, and two very early on in the piece, but the most popular one was episode 37. Can you tell us why that was popular, Bianca?
So it was titled, Is 5G Really That Harmful? And at the time that this was posted, and shared with the community. It was when there was so much hype around 5G causing coronavirus and killing us. So I think this, I laugh because my partner's in IT and I hear all about how ridiculous it is. So I think having a podcast like this is quite interesting because he really goes into the science behind 5G and really unravels what the benefits are for us. So instead of slamming it like everyone else does and like every media outlet does, he really actually flips it on its head and goes into the benefits.
And this is a guy who is very, very critical of electromagnetic frequencies, like his anti-Wi-Fi, Bluetooth and the harmful effects of electro pollution in the home. So he's written a great book called Health at Home. It's about sustainable and healthy building and living. I love this book. It has a permanent placement on my dresser because I go back to it. And he not only talks about these electro pollutions, but how to make your home a sanctuary of calm. And so he talks about energies and feng shui, and he draws on principles. His background, he's a scientist from Germany, so he's not airy-fairy. He's not a conspiracy theorist. And I was absolutely blown away when I had him on the podcast, and I was expecting him to slam 5G, and he didn't. And he said, well, it's better than 4G for your health. And we'll leave it to you to listen to episode 37 to discover why it's actually better for your health than 4G network. He's not saying 5G is healthy. He's just saying it's better. As to whether it's damaging, he's saying, well, the jury's still out. There needs to be more research about that. But at least he's not actually, you know, sensationalizing these conspiracy theorists who are probably selling a product and building their database, you know.
100%.
And preying on people's, you know, vulnerabilities and fears. So that was a real eye-opener. Well, we also do talk about the negative impact of Bluetooth and when it's at its most strongest and how to use technology in a clever way to avoid your body being bombarded by EMFs, especially while you sleep. He doesn't have an issue with technology during our waking hours, but he says that it's when we are asleep, our central nervous system needs to shut down. And for us to get into deep sleep, our body cannot be influenced by these energies, because when we're in that deep sleep, our energies can be influenced in a very subtle way, and it takes us out of deep sleep. And of course, deep sleep is the fountain of youth. That's what slows down aging the most. So I really love his approach. It's a science-based approach, and he's measured. He's not sensationalist, and it's highly informative. And I urge you also to go back to some of the earlier episodes about some of the things that can be harming you in your home, these invisible things, not just EMFs, but molds.
I think that's really important, especially as we're all spending so much more time at home now.
Very good point. Absolutely. Awesome. Now, last but not least is our very popular podcast. I think it's our third most popular podcast. By a very unique human being. You either love him or hate him, but Tom Panos is Australia's leading personal development coach and one of the most provocative human beings, because he has a really good BS barometer and no filter, and he calls it like it is. He's like a Goggins of the corporate world. But he's also a beautiful human being. I got to know him personally in his podcast, and he shares how he conquered cancer three times and how listening to Goggins' book Can't Hurt Me whilst he was getting chemotherapy a few hours after he learnt that his brother died of cancer, and he was in tears and listening. There was something that he listened to in Goggins' book Can't Hurt Me that dried up those tears and made him resolute and strong, and out of that he conquered cancer. So this was a beautiful episode, but he's also belongs to my tribe. He's a personal development coach to real estate agents. He himself has a background in auctioneering, but look, to label this guy is just wrong. You know, he just he's a thought leader, and he is. You can be in any industry if you get this guy as a coach. He will get you to punch at a level that you did not think is possible. So the title of the podcast called How to Outperform Your Competitors. It was called something else early on, but we thought we'll tone it down. It was How to Decimate Your Competitors and Dominate in Any Industry. But we also talk about things like how to handle rejection and failure in business. And as he calls it, how to identify and avoid dickheads. I love that about Tom. We talk about the three types of phone calls you need to make every morning for anyone in business, anyone that works in a business that treats it like their business. You'll love those tips. And we also get personal and talk about what he's learned as a husband and a father, the morning rituals he does in the first 15 minutes, and lastly, his view on faith and spirituality, which is a refreshing approach to that subject altogether, and one that we haven't really covered.
Yeah, and I also think it kind of shows the human side of him as well, because he's such a businessman and a tough businessman because he's so successful as well. So that really shows that human side of him that we can all really resonate with.
And yes. On that note, thank you, Bianca, for joining me on this episode, which is our anniversary episode, we'll call it. I hope, you know, we have guided you in the right direction wherever you may be in your life right now. We thought we'd just give you a taste of all the podcasts, the best of the best for the last 12 months, the ones that really resonated with us. And we hope that it's resonated with you and reminded you that some things are worth revisiting and listening to again. You know, there are a lot of times I will reread the same book, including my own, to get a refresher. So on that note, thank you again for listening. And Bianca, did you enjoy?
I did. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Thank you for tuning in. Now, if you want to stay up to date with all things A Higher Branch and with the latest information from our incredible faculty of members and contributors, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And if you'd like to watch things, then head on over to our YouTube channel by the same name, A Higher Branch, and subscribe to that also. And if you want to go onto our mail list, where you will receive even more special premieres and some really special offerings, head on over to ahigherbranch.com and sign up to our mail list, where you will receive a free copy of my ebook, Guide to Greatness, but you will also be on the mail list to be the first to receive a copy of my next book, The Circle of Conscious Living, which is due out later this year. Anyway, thank you again for listening, and I hope to be with you next time.